Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Rutgers needs a house cleaning, and the spring is no better time. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The only thing humorous about Rutgers not firing basketball coach Mike Rice long before it finally did this week is that the school has had a series of inappropriate incidents for years and seemingly kept making bad hire over bad hire. With the university entering the Big Ten, where such actions are not tolerated for a minute in the name of the league's sacred reputation, it was time for another whacking. And it probably should not be limited to Rice, who was seen on videotape physically and verbally abusing his players at practice. During games, he appeared like a madman on the sideline, so what went on behind closed doors should not be surprising. And there was no reason to keep Rice after this behavior was first revealed last November, when Rutgers suspended and fined him. We're not talking about Bobby Knight, the well-known bully who also abused his players in practice before his grabbing an Indiana student finally did him in. Knight won and won big at IU, and it took some bigger cojones by late President Miles Brand to fire Knight and make himself the villain in the process. Rice, on the other hand, had a losing record in his three seasons at Rutgers, and now this. After New Jersey Governor Chris Christie weighed in on the controversy, now the sentiment is that athletic director Tim Pernetti and maybe even the university president should go for not firing Rice as soon as they saw the practice video last fall. Maybe Pernetti, a former Rutgers football player, thought basketball was a contact sport too and gave Rice a pass. Who knows what the president was thinking? Basketball coaches who whacked out apparently isn't new to Rutgers. The last three also had controversies before leaving, but none as bad as Rice throwing basketballs at his players' heads, cursing them, and calling them homophobic names. Over the last 10 years, one former hoops coach missed a game to attend his alma mater's Hall of Fame banquet. Really smart. One had two players and a manager run wind sprints in the nude. Brilliant. And the coach before Rice yelled at the opposing team while attending a Rutgers baseball game and was thrown out of the stadium and then came back in. Only good news about all this? Rutgers isn't coming to the ACC. This is Archansky. See ya.